Hello. If you're interested in making a better and more just world, then you're listening to the right podcast. Because I would like to tell you why you should encourage more girls to pursue education and careers in ICT. First of all, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Salam, the Arabic word of peace. I was born and raised in Syria, but I currently live in the Netherlands, where I pursue a bachelor's degree in international business administration. A quick search on my social media, you will immediately know that I am a passionate advocate for gender equality through education and economic prosperity. Through my previous experiences, I found out that these two go hand in hand when deciding to bring a positive change. That's why in 2016, I founded Changemakers in the heart of Damascus, Syria, aiming to reduce the gender gap in the tech fields and encourage more girls to pursue tech-based education and career paths. Now, I want you to close your eyes for 10 seconds and imagine a programmer. Again, I want you to close your eyes and think of a programmer you know. If you thought of a female programmer, that's great, but you are a minority. If you imagined a male, then you are among the majority of this world's citizens. That's an issue. Not being one of a majority, of course, but not being able to identify programming as a female thing as much as it is a male thing. And this brings me to why I'm here. I'm here to ask you to reconsider the definition of genders in technology. From a very young age, girls are socialized to become fragile and perfect. When they are given the opportunity to choose a career, they're praised to go for a simple one, or not at all. Boys, on the other hand, are encouraged to build distinguished and complex career paths. They're even supported and given all the tools they need to fulfill their potential. I mean, let's not sugarcoat. Born a girl in many places of the world is like holding a passport with limited access to many life amenities. And did you know that more than 70% of young girls express interest in STEM fields? This stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. Moreover, computer science. Yet, we see very few of them occupying school chairs at tech universities or big companies. Many women never had a chance to even explore an academic pathway they want. We must ensure that this statement does not hold true in the future. Otherwise, we're not only putting the future of girls at stake, we're also risking a whole generation of innovators. Technology is the grand equalizer. It does not matter if you're a man or a woman, old or young, displaced or not. You can use it to answer your questions, address your frustrations, redirect your energy, and enable you to find the support you need. I believe entrepreneurship and technology are fundamental to the prosperity of the world, but their impact is very substantial if we do not ensure gender equality. Thank you for listening.